Hello and welcome to In Case You Missed It. We're your host for In Case You Missed It, Jason and Tony.
Hello, hello.
We had a conversation about a lady. She named her kid A, B, C, D, E.
After the alphabet, y'all.
All right. As a parent, it's your responsibility to name your child something that won't turn into a bad thing, right? You don't want your kid to make fun of because of a name that you gave them. It's your job.
Exactly.
Well, listen to this.
What if somebody did?
I mean, it's a tough one. On one hand, you shouldn't mock a little kid if they've got a strange name. But on the other hand, if their parents had known this could happen, I mean, they should have known. If you name your kid A, B, C, D, E, something is going to happen.
There ain't a parent that has named their child A, B, C, D, E.
I swear. There's a woman. Her name is Tracy Redford.
Oh, my God.
From El Paso, Texas.
How awful.
And earlier this month, she was flying home from Orange County, California on Southwest. Tracy had her 5-year-old daughter with her. Her name is A, B, C, D, E. That's how you spell it. It's pronounced, though, Absidy.
I don't know.
Well,
this poor kid, I love the kid because she's a kid.
She can't help that her parents named her that.
But her mama named her after the first letters in the alphabet.
I know, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, when they got to the gate, the Southwest agent saw the name, and she started laughing and telling her coworkers. And then she took a picture of ABCDE's boarding pass and posted on her social media. Tracy complained, and now Southwest ordered a, quote, sincere apology to the family.
It'd be horrible if ABCDE got an F on her report card. I'm sorry, I had to say that last.
Carrie Underwood is super pregnant, and she tweeted that she's wearing Predators hockey guy Mike Fisher's clothes. So Carrie Underwood's pregnant again, and she is like full on like super preggers now.
How'd she get that way?
Well, Tony, when a hockey player loves a country star very much.
Mm-hmm. Just one of them you'll talk to me later
about?
Yeah,
I'll talk to you later about it.
Okay. Don't you do the picture thing anymore.
Well, she's expecting. It's their second child with Mike Fisher. Mike is a hockeyer for the Predators in Nashville.
He's a beast.
She put on Twitter yesterday, officially wearing Mike's clothes in public now.
Aww. I think that's sweet.
I mean, it is. I mean, and I can definitely understand the shirt.
Uh-huh.
But the skates and jock strap's weird. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. I told you about I went to the chiropractor for the first time yesterday.
And I'm proud of you.
It was an experience. Well, I've had this thing going on with my neck and my back. It's old man pain. And it's been going on for a long time, but it's gotten so much worse. I was losing sleep over it.
You're walking stiff down the hall.
It was just bad.
You could tell that you were sore.
Well, I guess my lovely wife, Donna, finally got tired of me complaining, and I finally said, yes, I would like to go to a doctor or something.
And have this fixed.
And here's the deal. I will avoid a medical doctor like it's the plague.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go. The wait's too long. I don't understand insurance. I mean, I don't like it.
And that's sweet of your pretty wife to want you to, you know, get that took care of.
So I agreed to go to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went. For the first time ever, I went to a chiropractor.
I ain't been to one.
I didn't know what to expect. I've heard good and bad about chiropracting. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I went because I'm tired of dealing with whatever this is.
Right. So
I get back there, and, you know, they look at you. Come to find out, my left side is way higher than my right side. I'm all jacked up, okay?
That's nuts.
Yeah, my ribs stick out. Stuff I never noticed before, like my ribs stick out further on my left side than my right side.
Wow, you learn all kinds of stuff.
I'm just twisted. So anyway, we get through all that. They move me up to a room that's, like, close to where the waiting area is. Okay, so I'm like right by where everybody's waiting.
By the lobby people.
First time at a chiropractor. So he gets in there and he pulls my leg back and he pulls my arm back and he gets me in some sort of pretzel position and right up my back it goes. Of course, I say in my big, loud voice that everybody can hear, "Oh my God!"
Well, that must have felt great.
I looked at him, I said, I probably shouldn't have said that. And I got to thinking about all those people in the lobby.
And you're in there screaming in pain.
Yeah.
You don't, that's the last thing you want to hear at a proctologist's office, too.
This morning on Facebook, we ask you to remember back in the day when you started wearing cologne and perfume. And what were some of those brands that you wore?
Old Spice.
Really?
Old Spice.
No Brute, no Stetson, because in junior high, for me, Stetson was the thing. Or Chaps. You remember Chaps?
Yeah, I remember Chaps.
I remember Brutes. I used Brutes when I was a kid as well. So
you're an Old Spice Brute guy. What do you do now? What's your cologne choice now?
I still use Old Spice, but I use Swagger.
Yeah,
Swagger.
That Swagger stuff's good, and I like that. That's what my hair smells like, because that's what my shampoo smells like, is the Old Spice Swagger.
You do the Swagger body wash, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do. I'm Swagger all the way, man. Yeah,
you loofah?
Right.
I loofah sometimes, not all the time.
Well, I mean, at least you know when you're having a problem. You got to know when to say when it comes to loofahing.
Hey, man. Hey, Foster. Thanks so much for calling, dude. We appreciate it.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, see you.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I'll tell you what cologne I used when I was growing up, teenager.
What's that?
Calvinur and diesel fuel.
I bet the ladies went wild for that.
I kept much of it.
Cow poop and diesel fuel.
Take that back. I did use polio.
You used polio? Boy, I bet that got them too, Mike.
I'm still about to have sleep.
Man,
I tell you what.
Diesel, Calvinur, and polio. If you had smallpox to that, it's a killer.
I like to squirt on a little leprosy.
Yeah.
You know, right behind the ear.
Well, now, I'm a Myself with Sweet Honesty by Avon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It sounds like it smells pretty.
Yeah.
And then there's the Jovan Musk.
Oh, I remember Jovan Musk. You know what? When I was a kid, though, I thought everybody was saying it wrong because I thought it was French, because I thought all perfume had to come from France. So I thought it was Jovan Musk. Fake news interview this morning. It was with the country legend himself, Vince Gill.
Looky there. Holy, not really cow.
Vince Gill.
It's not really Vince Gill.
Vince Gill.
Get in here.
Vince Gill.
Well.
Thank you.
Hey, it was great meeting you that night on March 21st, 1991. You had on a red shirt and had just eaten a corn dog.
And I don't remember that good.
Okay. Well, you don't look like you're having a good time not really being here.
I am having a good time.
Did you get that back scratcher I got you for Christmas?
Honestly, that scratched the itch pretty good.
How long have you searched for a movie to watch on Netflix?
12 nights of it.
Found this Tupperware bowl here in the fridge. You can have a bite of this, but I ain't sure what it is.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Why you always want me to play Candy Crush Saga so bad?
You know, it's a great lesson in learning to, you know, play well with others, I guess.
Still do that thing you used to do? Go dancing in Vegas dressed up like Tina Turner?
Well, maybe not do it to the level I did back then and all that, but I love it the same.
Did you try the Tina Turner thing in Salina?
That's the only town I've ever been fired in.
Vince Gill, y'all! Vince Gill! Woo!
Vince Gill!
That's what Ric Flair'd say, woo!
Vince Gill!
Everybody's favorite grandpa came by.
What in the gold dang world's going on out there? Everyone's telling me I gotta get in on these cyber deals for Christmas. Cyber what? Who's spying on what I'm getting for Christmas? Are them Russians at it again? Back in my day, you got up real early, you went down to Sears, and you waited in line for them to open up. Then the first 10 people in line got a free toaster. Those were the days. Now I'm told all the best deals are in the Amazon. That don't make no sense. How's that gonna save me time when it's 1,000 miles away in South America? How am I gonna get there? I tell you what, I'm gonna go down to Sears and buy me a toaster. Take that and stuff it with your stupid cyber deal.
Tony had a new word of the day for you today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Copenhagen. Copenhagen is the only dip of snuff approved by the head of the Catholic Church. Copenhagen.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
And this is the best country lyric that was never written.
It's the best, y'all.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
His heart got shattered. We all saw it break as we had to explain that wrestling was fake.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Your dog and the mailman or the UPS man might not get along.
Probably not.
But that doesn't mean that every dog hates the UPS guy. In fact, Jason Coronado found out that dogs love him. He's a UPS driver in New York, and back in October, he was delivering to an animal shelter when a pit bull terrier mix named Ernie ran over, jumped in his truck. Well, Jason's never really been like a huge dog person. He didn't have any dogs, didn't plan on getting one, but Ernie just sat there in his truck and wouldn't leave. No matter what they tried treats, they tried, you know, the booty booty talking, they tried everything, and Ernie was like, I'm staying with my boy Jason.
Yeah, Ernie wanted to go somewhere bad.
So they did finally get him out of the truck, but then Jason went home that night, talked to his family, and last Friday they adopted Ernie. Yeah. And apparently he's just a big Jason fan. He likes Jason more than anybody in the entire family, follows him around the house all the time, doesn't leave his side.
That's sweet.
This dog picked his new owner from the animal shelter. This dog picked.
Yeah, the dog adopted an owner.
He's already trained. They haven't had any issues. Jason says he's basically just a big lap dog. That's just a cool story. For Ernie and Jason, y'all are
real good.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We really do appreciate it. If you could listen to it 200 times today, that would be awesome.
Or share it 300.
Right, and then tell them to listen to it 200 times, and then we'll for sure get that podcast bonus we've been wanting. If there is one. Thanks for listening. This has been
In Case You Missed It.